Hello and welcome to the first ever episode of the Florida Dirt Bike Radio Show presented by Whiskey Throttle Media. Thank you all for listening. I'm your host, Kurt Lucas. This episode will feature a conversation with FTR Hair Scrambles P200 champion Zion Steindl. But before we get into that, I want to briefly go over what the show is all about and what you can expect to hear. So in this show, we'll be covering all aspects of dirt bike racing in the state of Florida, whether it's FTR Hair Scrambles, Enduros, or the various motocross series going on currently. We're going to be covering it all, along with rider interviews, race previews, track reviews, and industry profiles. I urge you all to check out our website. It's www.whiskeythrottlemedia.com, and to like our Facebook page for up-to-date content. Make sure to follow us on Instagram as well, and it's at Florida Dirt Bike, just one word. Again, it's at Florida Dirt Bike. Please subscribe to this podcast via iTunes or Stitcher if you haven't already, and as always, we'll be posting our shows on our website. And now, our interview with B200 champion, Zion Steindl.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida. I'm in Florida. Sun is setting over Tampa Bay. It's like a Caribbean holiday every day in Florida.
Welcome to the first ever episode of the Florida Dirt Bike Radio Show. Our first guest is newly crowned FTR Hair Scrambles B200 champion, Zion Steindl. How you doing today, Zion?
I'm doing pretty great. How are you, Kurt?
I'm doing good. Rode my dirt bike today through some fat butt whips, so it's a great day. Can't complain.
Out there sending it. Hell yeah.
As always. But hey, man, just want to say congrats on the championship. Looked like you killed it out there.
Yeah, I had a pretty good season. It was pretty fun. Some great battles out there. It was a good time.
So you won every race you raced but two. And then the two races you didn't win, you got second. So, I mean, you never did bad. That's awesome, man. That's hard to do, especially in a long season. You know how off-road is. You break clutch, lever, break anything.
Exactly. I'm on an older bike, so just the biggest part for me this season was keeping my bike together and running. And luckily, I was able to keep it good the whole season until the end of the race, or last season, or last race I did. I blew my bike up, so
yeah, we had a couple of mudders in there, too, so that's even more impressive. What kind of bike are you on now?
I got nothing right now. I was looking into getting a 250. I think I was going to be racing A250 next season.
Nice. It's a fast class.
Yeah, I'm going to have to step up my game a little bit for that class.
So tell me about your season. Just which race was your favorite? Who'd you battle? Just let's hear an overview.
I think definitely my favorite race of the season was Brooksville. It's a great track. It's always fun switching it up with the terrain and stuff. Some battles I had that were pretty gnarly. G Money, number 444. Always good battles with him. I got Kyle Zinner out there, 17. He's pretty quick. And then I got a 12B on a KTM. I can't remember his name right now, but had some great battles with all those guys all this year.
Yeah, it's Spencer Lawson, 12B. I'm actually looking at the scores right now. It actually looked like Gavin started off Gavin Flanagan, G Money 444. Started off a little slow, and then kind of gave you a run for your money towards the end there.
Oh, we had some great races at Gatorback. I couldn't stay up, and he was ahead of me by a minute or something. And then I think on the last lap he had some bike problems, and I ended up catching him. But then me and 12B were battling for the win that race. That was really good.
You know, Zion, I don't know if you know this or not, but I am a B200 champion as well. So you're joining some great company right here.
You know, so was my dad. My dad won B200 in 2009.
Look at that. You know, I was actually, you know, people talk about B200, how it's the easiest B class to win and all that. And I was looking back at who won it the past couple years. There's some fast riders. I mean, not to brag, but I think I do pretty okay. Yourself, Cody Thomas, Corey Lukosevich, Logan Stewart, Jordan Lefwich, Timothy Campbell. I mean, those are some good riders right there. So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it at all.
No, they're fast. Everyone's quick that's in that class, and they move up out of there.
So I know when I raced B200, I had a couple battles with Alex Fuller. That was my main competition, and Tyler Miller. But so that obviously riding with them kind of motivated me to go faster. But while I was the couple races I did win when I was leading, what really motivated me to keep pushing along was to try and pass all the B250 and B Open riders. Do you find yourself doing that as well?
That's exactly what I'm trying to do. Because if I'm in the lead or something, I'm just pushing. I got to find more people to ride with so I don't just ride alone. I'm trying to push up, find some B250 riders to hang with. I don't know, I have a bunch of friends in that class too, so I love like catching up to them and riding with them. It's just a great time. But yeah, that's really fun. It's catching all the people in front of me.
Yeah, beating your buddies is definitely a fun thing to do.
Exactly. I was trying to get some overalls. I think my highest overall was at the last mud race I did. Not the very last race, but was it Ormond Beach?
Yeah.
I got 20th overall. That was my highest overall. I was happy with that.
Oh, nice, nice. I know my best B overall when I was riding B200 was third overall B rider. I don't think I even cracked a top 20 overall. So that's impressive, man. Especially because I don't know if you noticed this year, but the A250 and A Open classes are pretty stacked.
Yes, they're pretty gnarly out there. It gets crazy.
So you said, would you say that's your best race so far, the Ormond Beach one, or that you rode? I know you said Brooksville is your favorite, but which race did you feel you rode your best at?
I like the Bartow races a lot. Those ones are just fun. I think the last Bartow race we did was really rough.
Mm-hmm. But that was St. Paddy's Day one, right?
Yeah.
And you went? Did you win that one?
It being super rough. I don't know. That was the type of stuff I like to ride, though. Just all through the pines, all the sand stuff.
Gotcha. So where do you do your riding at? I know I've known Zion, for those of you who don't know, I've known Zion for about 10 years now, I'd say. So we do some riding together. But down at the ranch down in Okeechobee, for those of you who know where that is. So that's kind of our favorite spot. But other than the ranch, where do you do some riding at?
I got a little track around my house I normally ride at. And then there's a few wood spots around my house. But mainly if I'm riding like motocross or something, I'll go to Orlando MX. That's like 30, 40 minutes from my house, or like PAX, same distance. So those are just a few of the local tracks I hit.
Gotcha. So you ride a lot of motocross as well?
I try to get as much motocross as possible. I think it's just fun doing motocross. And you, I don't know about like racing it. I mean, I'd like to, so maybe, but I just like doing it for fun now.
Do you feel that riding on the motocross track slots hurts or helps you in the woods? I always found it helped me because you got to ride those.
I think it helps me a lot just with ruts and stuff like that. I don't know, just corners. It helps me with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I think control in the air, it does a lot.
I think vice versa is the same because a lot of the motocross riders I talk to, like Stephen Colony, that when they ride the trails, they say the trail riding helps them on the motocross track as well. Just with picking out lines in the track, it's really gnarly and stuff. So it's kind of cool to cross train almost with those two.
That's like the 250 champions right now, like Aaron Plessinger and stuff. They all used to race UNCC. So
yeah, exactly. Aaron Plessinger, Zach Osborne, even.
Exactly. Yeah. All the champions that are coming up right now, they all did some trail background.
So you said you were looking at getting a 250. Was that four stroke or two stroke?
I'm trying to get that two stroke.
Gotcha. So you see, you ride better on the two stroke or four? Because I know your sister had a 250F and you ride that quite a bit too as well, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's just different type of riding styles with each of them. When I'm on the four stroke, I just feel more lazy with my riding. as opposed to like when I'm on my two stroke and I'm just, I don't know, on the clutch a lot, just controlling a lot of things.
Yeah, you're at 150, right?
Yeah, I'm on a 150 right now.
Yeah, so you gotta ride the piss out of that thing to really get to go, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Gotcha.
But I think I just like the two-stroke power better. I mean, I'm fast, I'd say, on either, but I just like the two-stroke for now.
So what do you – well, obviously getting a bike would be the first step, but other than that, what do you think you need to do this year to be competitive next year in A? So, like I said before, it's a fast class.
I want to get back into, like, swimming a lot more. That's how I used to do a lot of my training. Like, when I was in high school, I was on the swim team, and I was just always in great shape. And then recently I just stopped swimming, well, like, when high school stopped. So I'd just like to get back into more exercising and working out like that. Just riding with some faster people, too, would be cool. Just finding more people in my area to ride with would be nice.
Yeah, definitely. So who do you ride with now? Like, when you do go to the track, are you just by yourself? I know at the ranch you ride with Dylan Rash, Bo Smith, Jack Langford, all pretty quick dudes, so that's got to help you. But other than that, who else do you ride with?
I just got a few people in my area that I ride with. They're not, like, they don't race or anything, but they ride, they like to have fun and stuff, but we'll go out to the track, and then I'll just basically just go out there and ride by myself.
Okay. But let's take it back a little bit. Let's hear a little bit about you. Where are you from? How old are you? What are you doing now for school and work, or what else?
All right, I'm from Orlando, Florida. I'm 19 years old. I graduated from Seminole High School. Right now I was going to Seminole State College. It's just up in Central Florida. I just finished my freshman year there. Right now, I'm actually working in South Florida. I'm in, like, Fort Lauderdale area, working on, like, boats and stuff. I'm a deckhand on boats, so that's pretty cool. I just started doing that about a month ago, and I'm just down here the rest of the summer now.
Oh, nice, nice. So you're working outside a lot in the summer heat?
Yeah, that's a good advantage for racing, just being out in the sun all day. It gets really hot out there.
I was going to say, that's good training. So how did you first get into motocross? What are your first memories, not so much motocross, but just dirt bike riding in general?
I remember I started riding when I was four, so I remember just seeing pictures of my dad riding. He had an old, like, XR, like, 70 or 80 or something like that, and I saw pictures of him riding. I'm like, man, I would really want to start riding. And there was this field next to my house that I used to live in, and so I got a little, JR50, like a little Suzuki 50. I still have it today. It was my first bike. I was 4 years old just riding out in this field. And then I started racing when I was five, like PWC. And then like a year or two after that, my sister got a bike. She started racing. And then my dad got another bike. And then we all just started racing.
And so, turned into a big family affair after that, huh?
Exactly. It started early, and I've just been doing it. Yeah. Ever since I was five. So
it's
been
funny.
An FTR for a while.
It's funny, you're riding out in a field, and then a couple years later, next thing you know, you got the motorhome with the trailer full of bikes, and you're full into it. It's crazy how that happens.
Exactly. We went from no one doing it to the whole family, basically. My mom even had, like, a 150 at one point.
That's awesome. I know when I raced a lot in peewees and 65s and stuff, then we kind of took a little break. I think I was about 14 or 15. I was like, hey, Dad, let's just – there was a hair scramble 2 or 3 hours from the house. Like, hey, let's go race an FTR race. We did two or three that year, and the next thing you know, we were going all 15. So we were pretty into it after that, and I haven't stopped since.
Oh, that's awesome, though. I took a break around, like, junior B going into Sunday. I took, like, about a season off just because we weren't going to the races this much. But then this season is when I really started just going to all of them again. I went to the first one, and I won, and I was like, I guess I just got to go to the next one because I haven't won, and I don't remember. It's been, like 2 or 3 seasons or something like that.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's funny how you just go to one, have fun, you win, and say, hey, man, I need to make a run for this. You know, now you have to go to all of them.
And I go to the next one to win, and people are like, are you going to be at the next one? I'm like, I kind of have to now.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I had a great time. I would just go up Sunday morning, just only Sundays, but it was still fun going up and seeing everybody.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, it's, that's the one thing I think I love about FTR. I mean, you got your, we're in the same, like, circle almost. So we have our group, and then, you know, other people, and it's like it really is like one big family.
No, it exactly is. Like, I feel like everyone just knows everyone, basically.
So now, is this your first jacket?
It is. Yeah. I've gotten second a lot, but it feels good to finally get first.
And I can't believe that because you, ever since I knew you, like I said, 10 years ago, you were 65A. So you've always been quick, man. It's crazy how that happens. I guess, you know, it's funny with FTR, as you move up through the ranks, so do all your competitors. So you're riding the same people every single year.
Exactly.
So who have you been racing with your whole FTR career, I guess?
Jack Langford, for sure. There's a few people. I was racing with Bo Smith. There's a lot of people. I'm gonna think of some other people. Can you think of anything, one that's still riding around? I was racing with Jesse for a while. He's now in Double A, which is crazy.
So is that where all seconds came from? Like,
Yeah, exactly. Like 65A, I got second to Jesse, and then Mini A, second to Jesse.
Man, it's gotta be a bummer. You're riding your ass off out there, and it's nothing against you, but Jesse's just Jesse. You know, he's been hauling ass forever.
Exactly. I mean, it's fun trying to like hang with him, but there's just not much you can do.
So what else do you do when you're not riding your dirt bike? What are some stuff you enjoy?
I like to go rock climbing. I do that quite often. Recently got a Jeep, so I've been going off roading every now and then. That's pretty fun.
Getting it all muddy?
And right now it is, yeah. It's really muddy right now. It was just raining down here, so I hit some mud. But that's about it. I'm doing all that and then just working for now.
Who are you staying with down there in Fort Lauderdale?
Right now I'm just living on the boat.
Okay, I got you. That's not too bad of a deal.
It's a nice setup.
All right, so like I've touched on a couple of times, if I could, what I'm going to give you some advice for A-Class next year, because I really struggle with this, I know a lot of other people do, is once you get going, you're going to be feeling great going the next season. You're going to have the A on your plate, you're riding around the pits feeling all confident. I know I did. I think most of us do. I mean, we work, at least I did. I was never A until I got to A250, so I always worked hard at that goal. But, man, don't get discouraged is the one thing I could tell you, because, you know, B class, you could go out leading, you fall down, you know, get second, you fall back second or third, and you can pretty much reel those guys back in just because you're all the similar speed. Whereas A, man, it's the biggest variance of speed between the top guys, the middle guys, and the guys in the back, which is me. But, so just don't get discouraged. Keep your head up. I'm actually very nervous because now next year you'll be starting a line behind me, and I'll be having to keep an eye out for you whenever you come up behind me.
That's exciting.
So what are some goals going into next year? What do you want to achieve, I guess, in the A class?
I think I have some speed to keep up, but maybe just for a lap. So the biggest thing for me is just get my endurance up as much as possible so I can run at a this solid, fast pace. All 2 hours. That'd be the main goal.
Yeah, that's definitely the one thing. So I know I was starting up front with those guys, and I was feeling good, man. I could hang with them for about half a lap, and then next thing you know, I'm huffing and puffing when the first lap comes around, just because it's a whole different animal trying to run that pace the whole time.
Exactly, they're just nonstop, like as fast as they could go, basically for the whole 2 hours. If I could get to around that level, that'd be perfect for the season. Not even like to match their speed, but just to maintain a good speed for me would be good.
Yeah, definitely something to work for. And like, if you're working out in the hot sun every day, I think you're doing that with some rock climbing, it seems like even if you're not riding, you're still going to be keeping in shape and stuff.
Yeah, that's the plan for now, because I can't do too much riding when I don't have a bike right now.
Yeah, you touched on it earlier, your dad and your sister rode. What are they still racing? What are they up to now?
My sister, she hasn't rode in like 4 years or something. She's like doing some photography thing now. And my dad, he sold his bike like 3 years ago, but he's really trying to get back into it now. Ever since I've been going all this season, he really wants to start racing again.
You know, I think he's scared that you're gonna beat him. That's why he's got to get back into it, get back training.
Exactly, he's got to defend himself.
And that's pretty cool. You guys got matching jackets now.
That is pretty cool. My mom sent me a picture of his trophy. It was like 2008 to 2009 or something.
Hey, don't worry. You know, my dad's got three jackets, and I only have one. He rubs it in my face every day, but one of them's a quad jacket from 1997 and that wouldn't fit a 12-year-old. And then he's got two super senior A jackets. So, I mean, when I'm that age, if I'm still riding, then I hope to match him too. But Zahn, I want to thank you for your time. Who else would you like to thank?
Really, just like to thank my parents. They were the ones that made it all possible. That's really about it. It's just my parents for helping me get it done.
Good old Tanya and Dave.
Exactly. Can't do it without them.
All right, Zion. Thank you very much. You have a great night.
All right, man. Thank you. Have a good night.